Good morning, everyone. You are here with me again, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is now 10:05 a.m. on March 23rd, 2026. And, oh, excuse me, one sec. Thought I had myself all together, but apparently I didn't. Okay, now I do. All right. So I am here on the West Coast in California, and that is the date and the time. So, as I said, you are here with me, and I am happy to have you here. I hope that all of you had a great weekend. I am thrilled. Like when Kat, who had the show before me, was just talking about it being, you know, an Aries season, which it is. And finally, all the planets and all the planets are coming into place in a much better alignment, and Mercury is no longer retrograde, although we are still kind of in the shadow, so you want to still be careful of that. But I have never been so happy to have ended a Mercury retrograde personally in my entire life, I must say. And all these other planetary aspects, which I have been hearing about, but I don't know exactly what they are because I just didn't write them all down. But I pay attention a little bit to what's going on, because I know when things feel like they're going smoothly, and I know when things feel like they're really not. And there was a lot of just really, I want to say, like stuck energy for a lot of us. And it just felt like things that really needed to move were not moving. It's felt like things have just been like slow starting and just really not, you know, necessarily happening the way we would like. And then there were other things that were moving really easily. So it really just depends on, you know, basically how you're responding to things, really. But I tend to be, you know, I tend to respond to things differently depending on different aspects, as I'm sure we all do. You know, we do our best, one of the four agreements. I think I said one of the five agreements last week. I was in a little bit of a euphoric state, which I usually am, but sometimes I get things confused when that happens. So I think I said the five agreements. It's actually the four agreements. And the four agreements, one of them is always do your best. And that can look very different on different days. So always doing your best doesn't mean you always have to be perfect. It just means you have to do the best you can in that moment, no matter what's going on. So, you know, you may wake up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and, you know, go out and kill it and just be a success and do everything right and everything goes your way. And then other days, you know, you basically don't want to get out of bed. You're tired. You don't feel that great. You go out into the world and like people cut you off when you're driving and people are mean to you in stores and, you know, your family gets angry with you and all the things, you know. Work stress and everything that we deal with. And you just do your best through all of it, right? Or you try. You really do just do what you have the capacity for in that moment. Because you really can't in that moment do much else. No matter how hard you try, you know, sometimes things are just going to be a way. And what I like to do when I remember, because sometimes even I need to be reminded, is I like to pre-pave before anything. I like to wake up in the morning and I like to express gratitude, because I really feel like that's foundational. And I usually do a couple of things. I just say thank you to spirit, you know, to God, the universe, the divine, whichever name you prefer. I say thank you for the blessings in my life that I am receiving, because I am very grateful for all of them. You know, even what seems simple is not so simple. It's the simple things that our lives are made up of. But, you know, just the fact that I can have a home and get out of bed on my own strength, you know, not need help from anybody, and just, you know, be good by myself, do the things I need to get done. It's a blessing to be able to do a job, right? To be on your own power and able to handle things that you need to handle, because you want to be able to handle them. If we couldn't handle our lives, that wouldn't be a very good feeling. And for some people, it's really challenging. So I'm grateful for all the small things, all the large things, and that's one of the first things I do. Then I'll do the Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you, I love you, because that clears my energy and allows it to, you know, just be clean and fresh. And it's kind of like a broom sweep of any negativity that might be hanging around that I don't really need to be having in my energy. And I also like to, and I do that throughout the day. I do the Ho'oponopono constantly. I have for a while now. And it's, I have to say, it does clear things. And sometimes those things that get cleared will surprise you and not exactly delight you in the moment, but it clears it, because ultimately it's going for your highest good. And that's the important thing. You know, sometimes we have to go through hard things to get to what is the thing we were asking for on the other side. And it may look weird in the moment, but you have to also realize and remember that what you see in this present moment, like Abraham Hicks always says, what you see in this moment is old news. So what you're seeing in this moment is a prior creation. It's something you've already manifested. So if you don't like what you're seeing in present moment, change your thoughts, change your energy, and shift to a more allowing and less resistant state of being, because that's what allows in the things that you really want. So you can look around and maybe not like your present situation and think to myself, oh, I'm definitely not grateful for this. but actually, you should be grateful still, even though it's harder, because whatever's happening right now could be getting you to your next best thing, that thing that you want. And again, if you're looking around and you're seeing what you don't want, remember that that's prior manifestation. That's old news. And what you're actually wanting is what you just haven't seen come in yet. If you're allowing it to come in, it'll come in. But you have to allow it by relaxing your energy and not pushing against. And so, you know, while you're waiting for the thing to come in that you know is going to come in, because what you're seeing that's negative is old news, just be grateful. Be grateful that the thing you want is already in your vortex, like Abraham says. It's in your vortex. You just have to allow it in. And I find that really that's a foundational teaching that I learned from Abraham. Abraham was one of my first really spiritual studies that I ever did. And it's wild because if you know what Abraham is, Abraham is a collective group of divine spirits channeled by a woman named Esther Hicks. And it sounds crazy. But if you're someone like me, you know it's not crazy. You know it's actually very real because the divine speaks to us all the time if we're listening. And this time it just happens to be channeled through a particular woman named Esther. And what Abraham, the spirits collective group, excuse me one sec, what they say and what Esther channels is that everything you see around you is old manifestation, even if it's great stuff, even if it's really, you know, stuff that you really love, it's still stuff you've already created and you've already manifested. So there's stuff in your vortex and there's stuff that you can't see yet that is there just waiting to come into your experience. And if you can just relax and know this, that will help you allow it in. Relaxing and knowing it is essential because if you're just stressing about everything that's going on in the moment, and we all do this, that's going to create more resistance, more judgment. And that is what keeps the good stuff away longer. And we don't want that. We want it to come in as quickly as possible. And that's why some of our creations are manifestations, because you are the one doing the creating, you know, you and God, you are the same. You are that God energy. That's why some manifestations come in really quickly, because there's less resistance. And that's why some take longer, usually the bigger things. They take longer because you're not quite aligned with the non-resistant piece. Either you really doubt it, and that could be keeping it farther away. Or you just can't conceive of it somehow. You don't know how it's going to happen. And that will all create some sort of resistance, and that will keep things away. You really have to relax when you're manifesting. You really have to. You don't even have to, like, honestly, I feel like you don't even have to completely believe that something's going to happen. I feel like as long as you can relax and desire it enough and let that be stronger than your doubt, I feel like that's what actually works. I really do. I mean, belief is very helpful. And if you can truly know it and believe it, that's super helpful. Because that's getting into the state of already having what you want. But I think that I really feel that even if it's hard to believe that something is going to happen, it can still happen, because if you're just relaxed about it and you know anything is possible, and that that is something I got from Amy Wineland. I forget what her YouTube channel is, but she's really good. And she says you don't even necessarily have to believe it. You just have to know it's a possibility. If you look at something you want and you're like, could I possibly have that? Is it possible? Even if you don't know how, you don't have to know how. That's spirit's work. But if it's possible, yeah. Most things are possible. You may not think it's probable, but I'm here to tell you that there were some things in my life, quite a number of them actually, that I had no idea and didn't think they were probable necessarily, but I had no idea how they would happen. I wanted them to happen. And then they happened because I just sort of dropped the resistance. I was like, all right, well, this would be great. It would be really nice. And I'm going to go and focus on the other happy parts of my life and just relax. And then I get this, you know, thing that I've been wanting, and it surprises and delights me, which is the best feeling, honestly. So manifestation can be done in many different ways, honestly. And I am still surprised and delighted when I find out that there's not just one way to manifest. You know, when I continually see that, yes, this is my creation. I am God energy. If I want something and it's a pure heart desire and it has good, I have good intentions, it's got to manifest. It always has. And I believe it always will. And if something isn't, then I know there's a reason, because usually there's something better waiting to manifest. Because that's also happened. So whatever you're looking at right now in this moment, know that that is just your prior creation. And whether you love it or you don't love it, if you want to let in other things, other situations, other people, then you can do that. It is entirely possible and highly likely once you start to really understand how this works. So I don't really prepare for this show very much. I just kind of let spirit speak through me, and that is one of the things I'm getting today. And I'm really happy about that. I hope that was helpful for some of you. Let me go over to the Facebook page. And let me tell you how to get there too, because that would be really helpful. If you want to ask me questions, which I love answering questions, or you just want to chat with me, say hello. All right, go to your device or your computer and enter 12radio.com. And that will take you over to a page which has my face and also some options on the left. And one of them is chat. So hit chat. And then that will take you right over to the 12radio private group, where if you are not yet a member, you can join. And once you're in, you can scroll down and see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And I can also say hello to all of you. And that's how you can enter your questions, your comments. I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner. I'm also a human design projector. All of that gives me a lot of tools and abilities to be able to help guide you through any problems you may be having, or issues you're encountering. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer. So let's see who's here. Hey, Job. Hey, Rob. Happy you guys are here today. I love the masculine energy in my room, as well as the feminine energy, because I get a lot of feminine energy in the room, but I also enjoy the masculine. So thank you for being here, you guys. Hey, Jean. She says, Monday blessings. Any guidance from spirit to start the week? Well, besides what I already said, let's see if anything else comes up. I'm sure it will. And perhaps I'll pull cards. I'm not sure yet. Hey, Pamela. Good to see you. Hey, Renee. Happy spring. Hey, Kat. She says, sweet Monday to everyone. Kat is one of the sweetest people I know, honestly. She's very lovely. And that's my bestie, Kat. Although Psychic Kat is also very lovely. Because I know you guys get confused when I talk about all the cats I know. but this one's my bestie. Cat Starshine, she's in our chat. She says, I'm tuning in, just may not be present in the chat. Okay, cool. That is totally fine. All right, hey, Quelly. Hey, Tara. Quelly says, spring blessings. Lori, same to you, Quelly. I'm glad I finally know it's spring. I wasn't too sure last week. Okay, Tara says, hey, I entered to win a one-year lease on an ID Buzz Volkswagen van. I would be grateful to win this or receive a new vehicle in whatever way it comes. Yeah, you and me both, Tara. she says, I'm still grateful for the one I have. It is amazing for a 14-year-old van. Oh my goodness. Wow. I think I would run a car into the ground before I could ever keep it for 14 years. Although I would love to be able to keep a car for 14 years. That'd be amazing. Wow. But that's good. Yeah, definitely be grateful for that. I hope you win. That would be amazing because honestly, if you win, Tara, that's what Regina Tomaschauer always says is driftwood. So if I see you winning a new car or receiving a new vehicle, then I could do something that's called rubbing your head. And if you're in front of me, I would literally rub your head because that would give me the good luck to attain a more permanent vehicle of my own, a new car preferably, because I have yet to do that up till now. I rented a car for now. I don't own a car right now. It's very interesting to me because I don't think I've ever really gone any length of time without, you know, having a car, owning a car, really, or at least leasing one. But yeah, so good luck, Tara. I hope that you do. And if you do, I will consider it driftwood. That will be coming my way soon. Okay. Yeah, Pamela says, could you pull a card for me, please? Coming out of Gaza. Okay, I guess I will go get my cards. They're in the other room. Okay, Rob says, last Monday, I was in a really weird energy spot during your show. And it showed with my contribution to the discussion. No, you were fine, Rob. I get what you're saying. I felt you, but you were fine. Don't even worry about it. After the show, I spent about 30 minutes flushing out mentally while doing the breathing exercises my friend has taught me to appreciate. It was the first time I combined the two exercises, and I was amazed at the tangible difference I felt afterward. My journey to enlightenment continues. Yay! I always love hearing about my friends and people that I care about who have not necessarily been on the path to enlightenment, as Rob calls it, which it actually is, who have not been on that path for very long, who are actually having their awakenings and seeing the light, so to speak. And really knowing and learning that, yes, there absolutely is so much more to us and to this world than we sometimes perceive. And so I'm very excited for you, Rob. I really am very, very excited. I'm so happy that you had that experience. I'm reading what you're saying, flushing out mentally while doing the breathing exercises. I'm wondering how you flush out mentally. I'm curious. Breathing exercises, I understand. Yeah, that makes me curious. So I would ask you that question about what that is. I'm glad, however you do it, that it's so effective. Because I know that breath work can be really, really effective and very powerful. So that's so great. And I know the reason that you, Rob, and so many other people are having these awakenings and getting closer to spirit now at this point in time is because Now is the time. The ascension process is in full swing. I have told you, all of you, for a long time that I've been feeling these energies since 2018. And there are people who've been feeling them way before that. But I had a very huge awakening in 2018 that just, like, I've been on ChatGPT a lot investigating things, and what I had a hunch was a Kundalini awakening for all these years. I in fact am pretty sure that yes, what I had in 2018 was in fact a Kundalini awakening. And just because I like to be able to, you know what I'm feeling in my body, I knew, I could feel at the time that it was God energy in my body. And it was, you know, doing a thing in my body. Because I could actually feel, and just to add, I can feel now, right this second, a very euphoric energy that sometimes, the way it started was, it started down in the lower part of my body, and it would work its way up my body. And it was a really nice feeling. It didn't feel bad, didn't hurt. It just felt like this really light, pressurized energy just moving up through my body until it got to my head. And now often I only feel it in my head. Because I guess maybe I'm more used to it now. And it's also gotten stronger. So when it gets to my head, I start to feel like this very expansive energy in my head. And it feels great. It just makes me feel really high and euphoric. And, you know, like I'm floating on a cloud most of the time. So it's great, but it's weird to describe that to people. And I don't tell too many people because it does make me sound really weird. But that's what's happened. And I went to the doctor back in 2018 and I was like, so this is what's happening. It doesn't feel bad, but it's unfamiliar and I don't know what it is. Am I okay? Am I having like an aneurysm or something, God forbid? And he's like, no. He's like, no, you're fine. You're good. As long as it feels good, I wouldn't worry about it. And I'm like, okay. So I didn't worry about it. And here we are. 8 years later. God, I can't believe it's been 8 years already. Yeah, 8 years. Gosh, I just did the math in my head. I can't believe it's been that long, but yes. And I've been talking to a couple of other people who are also starting to feel something similar. And it doesn't mean that you're not affected by the energies, a lot of which are coming from the sun, the solar energies, because I can feel every time the solar flare happens. I just feel it. I know it. I'm like, oh, I just felt the sun do something. It's like shooting itself at us. Excuse me. But yeah, so I'm so thrilled that so many people are having their awakenings. Not everyone's having necessarily Kundalini awakenings, but an awakening to spirit is simply an opening of your eyes, an opening of your spiritual eyes, an opening of your consciousness, a raising of your consciousness, whether it's purposeful or inadvertent, because consciousness can rise many ways. And a Kundalini awakening is definitely a rise in consciousness. I've never actually measured my consciousness on the consciousness scale. Dr. David Hawkins has the, you know, the scale of consciousness, which goes from like 20 to 1,000, I think. And at the bottom is despair, and at the very top is enlightenment. So most people I have been told, hover somewhere around most like normies, I want to say, normal, common people, the common folk, which if you're listening to this program, you're probably not one of the common folk anymore, because you wouldn't be listening to me. You wouldn't understand anything I'm saying. And you would be like, oh, that's bullshit. So if you're listening to me and you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense, then you're definitely not one of the normies. And I don't say that pejoratively. It's just that many people have not awakened yet, and that's okay. That's their journey. But if those people are the ones who are hovering somewhere just above 200, where there's, I believe it's hope, right around hope. But some people are much lower than that, and you can see evidence of that in the world. Because a lot of people are just like, it's like they're losing their shit. And it's hard. So, but I've never done mine, but I was told by a teacher that if you're in the spiritual community, like we are, and you're really studying and you're doing the work, you're probably somewhere over 300 by now. And I can't remember what 300 is. I think it's courage. I could be wrong. But if you want to just look that up, because it's great to look at Dr. David Hawkins' scale of consciousness, it will show you all the, it numbers all the emotions, and the higher the number, the more positive the emotion. And it's fascinating because you can feel when you're really low, and you can also feel when you're really high. So it excites me to know that because of all the rising energy of the earth, we as its inhabitants also have to have our energy rise as well. Because the earth and the sun, they're all like, the earth's energy is rising and the sun is shooting energy right at us so that we can all rise with the earth. Because what's happening is actually quite profound, and a lot of people don't know this either, but we are moving towards a new earth. It's not necessarily going to mean that you're going to go to a different planet or anything like that. Like, things may look very similar around you once you go from 3D to 4D, ultimately to 5D, and I've believe there's more than that too. So I just can't speak on it just yet. But once you raise your consciousness enough and I want to say, once all the energies help us rise, if you allow it, you will be in the new earth instead of the old earth. And don't we all want that? So as the collective consciousness awakens, which is why I get so excited, the more of us that awaken, the better off we're going to be, the better off the planet's going to be, the better off everyone, the collective, is going to be, because our energy affects everyone. So the more of us that are holding more light for this planet and for its inhabitants, the more people are going to finally rise in their consciousness, and the more quickly we will go over into the higher consciousness of the new earth. And some people, it can change in every moment too. Some people are well established in the energy of the new earth. And some people are not. And like I said, not everyone is meant to. Some people's journey is to stay in 3D. Some people's journey is to rise all the way to enlightenment and, you know, go out, get out of their bodies and never come back. And I don't look at that the same way some people do. I think being in a body is a great thing, for the most part. But yeah, who wouldn't want to be in a state of bliss and joy all the time when they reach enlightenment? I mean, I know I would. I do want to experience my humanness first. And I'm doing that now, thank goodness. But yeah, someday I really do want to, when I transition, I really want to go back to that perfect place, that perfect spot where I'm enlightened and where everything is good. And where everybody loves each other. And nobody does anything shitty to each other. And all there is kindness and love and compassion. And there probably won't even be the need for compassion because nothing bad will be happening. And won't that be great? You know, in a state of perfect love, nothing bad happens, nothing negative. And that is who we are at our core. We are beings of love. And that is always my desire, and that is always my attempt whenever I am engaging with anybody. I want to be the presence of love. I want to see that God energy in everyone, no matter who they are or what they think. And yes, I am very human, and I don't always succeed at that. But I do my best. And that is my goal. And most of the time, I think I do it pretty well, and I'm happy to be able to say that. You know, I'm learning, we're all learning. And that is one thing I knew a long time ago. We teach what we need to learn. And that is why I teach. So I can learn too. So I just want to remind all of you of that. It's very, very pivotal. And timelines are real. The 3D timeline to the 5D timeline. And you can be in a different timeline in different moments. And the goal is to be at the higher timeline all the time, if possible. And it is possible. Or at least most of the time. Most of the time, you guys can handle that. I know you can. Or at least try. You know what I mean? It's like we can at least do our best to be in the higher timeline. Because if you drop the resistance and you reside in your heart space, in that place of love, as the God being that you really are, and you can, whenever you are dealing with anyone and you just see the God essence in them, In spiritual psychology, in the University of Santa Monica, where I learned spiritual psychology, they teach it as seeing the loving essence. And I talked a little bit about this last week. If you can just see the loving essence and see the God self in other people, because it is an energy, it's the energy of love that we all are at our core. And if you can deal with someone, even if they're being nasty or cantankerous or, you know, otherwise unruly, if you can see them as the God self, it changes your whole perspective and it changes your whole interaction. It really does. And I know, actually, I want to shout out to my bestie Kat, who is, I think, actually really good at doing that. I have noticed that's like, She's very strong in that way. She's a very magical person, and I love her dearly. But yeah, to get to the point where you can engage with people on such a level where all you see, no matter what their human is doing, where all you see is their God self and their loving essence, it changes everything. And like one of my other teachers also says, he never engages with anyone without realizing that this is someone God has put in front of him to love. And I just love that. So that is what I try to do whenever I encounter anyone. This is someone God has put in front of me to love. That's it. And I know, and I'll say this, I don't think she's listening, but even if she is, Psychic Cat said something to me once, because I can tend to feel, you know, because of my makeup, because of my my human design, because of who I am, I can tend to sometimes feel like people perceive me as this really strange person, this really weirdo. And I can tend to maybe feel a little hurt by that. And I expressed this to Psychic Cat one day, and she said, I said, you know, I am so sorry if this is like me being me. I can't help myself. And she's like so compassionately said to me, she said, no, she said, you're just Lori. You're just Lori. And I get that, she said. And that was like, wow, that was, I mean, I think I started crying at that point because it was so understanding and compassionate. And so that is the way I want to choose to look at everyone. You know, you're just doing you. You're humans just doing you. And you're okay, you know? And at your core, you're a loving being, and I see that. So, let me go get the cards, because I know that Pamela is having a hard time, and I feel like I want to address that. And also Jean has not asked for a card, but I feel like that would probably help her too. And anyone else who might be, you know, needing a little bit of guidance. I don't have a lot of time, so I may just pull one card, but let me see what happens. And if I pull one card, it's Spirit is going to give me the correct card so that it will apply for everyone who needs it. My goodness, my hands are sweaty today. It's so funny because sometimes when this energy starts running through my body, I start to sweat. Like my body gets really hot. Actually, I mean, not always, but often when I sometimes don't know the difference between the energies because they're all God energy. But I know when I sometimes do Reiki, I don't do it that often anymore. But when I do it, I noticed that my body got very hot and I would start sweating profusely. And I'm doing that right now. So, excuse me. Okay. So let me pull a card. I'm going to say this is going to be for Jean and Pamela. Okay. I got to be careful because of my finger. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow for my finger because it's still not quite right. Makes it hard to shuffle. So I'm just going to spread these. I'm going to do a little shuffle manually. And move things around a bit and then do the spread. Okay. I'm getting my cards all wet because my hands are sweating. Okay. All right, actually, I did get two cards right here. Okay, one is the Angel of Healing, and the other is the Goddess of Psychic Protection. So I'm going to let you ladies decide which card is for who. All right. So for Jean and Pamela mainly, but for whoever this might resonate with, if it resonates for you, the card is for you. Because often that's what happens. It resonates for many other people too. Okay, first I'm going to read the Angel of Healing. Okay, just checking my time. Because last week I totally lost track of it. Okay, Angel of Healing. The angels have felt your sadness and have shown up today to send you healing. Your Angel of Healing has felt your sadness and has shown up in your reading today to reflect healing light into your heart. Your angel wishes you to know that you are loved more than you can possibly imagine. Even though you feel alone and unloved at times, know that you are eternally loved. Whether you feel it or not, you are dearly loved and appreciated by many on the earth plane, as well as in the angelic realm. Close your eyes right now, place your hand upon your heart, and feel the healing light pour through as you feel the presence of your angel. Feel yourself being breathed and supported by the universal life force of love, and imagine yourself glowing with light. Talk to your angel. Ask anything you wish. Share anything you wish. You may communicate through writing or simply through thoughts and feelings. Doubt not that your angel exists. You will receive a positive sign or confirmation of some kind in the next few days, which will help you to both trust and believe. And I just want to add that I've been made very aware of, I've always known of the presence of my angels. They're very, very present. And I also have been made aware recently, and a long time ago, but more recently, it was again made very present to me that my spirit guide is also right here. So remember that you have angels and spirit guides just for you. So you're never alone, ever. And to me, that feels really, really good when I remember that. Okay. The other card is the Goddess of Psychic Protection. Okay. And I actually think both these cards might be for both you ladies, as well as a few other people. Because if I'm reading them, they generally tend to be for way more than just one or two people. Because spirit is speaking, and spirit speaks to us all. You know, maybe not necessarily all at once in the cards per se, but it's a message. So if you feel it, it's yours. Okay, I'm looking it up. Goddess of Psychic Protection. What you believe, you create. You subconsciously believe that someone is energetically trying to cause negativity in your life. You have drawn this card today to remind you that the life force or energy at the heart of every living thing is, in essence, love. Each individual soul forms part of a universal soul. All is energetically connected through the light of love. No one can psychically harm you, possess you, or influence you unless you believe they can. In that way, I'll just interject, in that way, I believe that belief is important. Okay, it continues to say, what you believe, you create. You do not need to protect yourself from others as much as you need to protect yourself from your own negative beliefs and fears. To dissolve these beliefs and fears, all you need to do is focus on the light and love within and around you and within and around every living thing. Imagine pure white light surrounding you each and every moment of your life. Know you are always protected and forever within God's light. Focus on the image of the goddess whose face appears on this card. Feel the love, light, and wisdom emanating from her. Know that she merely reflects the infinite love, light, and wisdom within you. Yeah, I just want to say, don't align yourself with anything that isn't going to serve you. false beliefs, fear, false evidence appearing real. Don't buy into that. Only love is real. Everything else is an illusion. Because that's who you are. The God being inside of you, your soul, it's all the same. Your soul, your higher power, your inner being. It's all the God energy. It's all the same God energy. The Christ consciousness. It's all the same. So keep that in mind. No matter what you're dealing with, know that the loving beings of light are near you and with you, and you yourself are a loving being of light, and you're all connected. We are all connected. And so just get yourself into a relaxed state where there's no resistance, and know that everything is always working out for you, like Abraham always says. Okay? That's the most important thing. And be grateful for all the good things, because that's just going to get you more. All right, I got to make way for Christine Demorier. Christine Demorier has a great show, and she's coming up next. So stay tuned for her. She's going to be on YouTube as well as, I believe, 1-2 Radio. She'll be on both, and I eventually will get to YouTube. I promise I will. I'm just dragging my feet. But you know what? Procrastination serves a purpose sometimes. So I'm just going with that. Anyway, I want to thank you all for being here. I'm so grateful for you always, always. And I am going to go back to the Facebook chat and respond there if, because I know I've missed some of your comments, and I apologize for that. But I do want to invite you to join me again next week. And thank you so much for being here. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all so much. Bye, everybody. See you next week.